This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you to another edition of Between the Keys. I haven't really focused an entire episode on music for piano and orchestra in a while, so I thought we would explore a wide range of works that abound with energy and incisiveness and intense interaction between piano and orchestra, and I guess the word zest might pretty much sum up what we will be hearing over the next hour. So let's start with one of my favorite Mozart concerto finales, the Rondo from his F major concerto, Kerschel number 459. The music has a lot of wit and surface flair, and listen especially for the unusually vibrant woodwinds in this performance by the English Chamber Orchestra under Alexander Schneider, especially the bassoons. And, oh, I can't forget the piano player. It's Peter Serkin. Peter Serkin at the piano, the rondo finale of Mozart's F major concerto, Kürschel 459, with Alexander Schneider leading the English Chamber Orchestra. Here is a movement from the Etruscan Concerto by the Australian composer Peggy Glanville Hicks. This music seems to treat the piano and orchestra as if they are part of one bigger instrument. I'm very much reminded in this music of a traditional Javanese gamelan ensemble. Certainly the music is more informed by Eastern than Western thought. We will hear Dennis Russell Davies leading the Brooklyn Philharmonic with piano soloist Keith Jarrett. Jarrett at the piano with the Brooklyn Philharmonic led by Dennis Russell Davies. That was the finale from a concerto called the Etruscan Concerto by Peggy Glanville Hicks. A friend of mine once asked the great pianist Claudio Arrau, what is the most difficult piece in the concerto repertoire? And apparently Arrau answered, and with no hesitation, he said, the Krakowiak of Frederick Chopin. Sounds like kind of a surprising answer, but it's a wonderful work, and strangely, it's not performed often in concert. I do like the vitality and the suppleness that Garrick Olson brought to his recording of the Krakowiak from an early 70s EMI session with the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Jerzy Maksymiuk. I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's listen to Krakowiak with Garrick Olson. Music of Chopin, his Krakowiak Opus 14 for piano and orchestra, with soloist Garrick Olson, the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Jerzy Maksymiuk. You are listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network, WWFM.org. I'm your host, Jed Disler, in an episode devoted to concertos with zest. Now, this next work is not strictly a piano concerto, but it does involve 9 solo instruments, including the piano, and it is in 3 very short, highly compressed movements where every note is thoroughly exposed and really has to not just be played accurately, but every note has to be placed with a high level of concentration and specificity. It's the Concerto for 9 Instruments by Anton Webern, and the pianist in this ensemble happens to be a good friend, Stephen Gosling. It's conducted by the late Robert Kraft.
Thank you.
Music by Anton Webern, his concerto for 9 instruments in 3 movements, conducted by Robert Kraft, and the pianist in this performance is Stephen Gosling. The British composer John Ireland's music, I think, walks a thin line between Romanticism and Impressionism. His legend for piano and orchestra, I think, gives a fairly rounded picture of his idiom. We're going to hear it played by Adrian Boult conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra with piano soloist Eric Parkin. That was music of John Ireland, his legend for piano and orchestra, with soloist Eric Parkin, supported by the London Philharmonic Orchestra under Adrian Boult. The Scottish-French composer Henri Litloff wrote five large-scale works that he called Concerto Symphonique, basically symphonies with extensive piano obbligatos. All of these works have fallen into oblivion, except for the Scherzo movement from number 4, which has long been a favorite kind of encore-type piece, and it just glitters with panache and virtuosity. We're going to hear what may well be its most sparkling interpretation on disc, at least in my opinion. It's with pianist Misha Dichter and Neville Mariner conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Thank you. The Scherzo from Henri Litloff's Concerto Symphonique No. 4, pianist Misha Dichter with Neville Mariner conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. Ooh, I just realized that we have a little bit of time left over, so let's listen to Chopin's Black Key Etude with pianist Nelson Freire. Music by Chopin, the Etude in G flat, Opus 10, No. 5, pianist Nelson Freire. The topic for this episode of Between the Keys has been concertos with zest. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and thanks for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.